This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In London, thousands of people are still lining up across central and southern London to see the coffin of the late Queen Elizabeth, as some spent the coldest night in months huddled in line. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the report.
Only 44 hours left.
A security guard jokes with the crowd of people who have joined the start of the long queue to pay respects to the late monarch. Well-wishers Susan Hill and Catherine Martin told the AP they were ready for the long wait.
Because we've just seen at the front of the queue that it's a 14 to 16 hour queue.
Honouring their patients, King Charles III and Prince William made an unannounced visit to greet people halfway down the queue at Lambeth Bridge. The crowds broke into a cheer when they saw the senior royals emerge from their car. William could be heard greeting one well-wisher and joking she was so well prepared, she must have read the manual for what to do in this situation. After such a long wait, the crowd's emotion at seeing the royals was evident as they broke into a joyous cheer for the new king. Karen Chamas, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin again against using weapons of mass destruction in Ukraine. In an interview on U.S. television scheduled to air Sunday night, Biden has said in excerpts that use of such weapons would change the face of war unlike anything since World War II. It was not Biden's first warning to Putin following a meeting with European Union and G7 partners and NATO allies in March. Biden said NATO would respond in kind to use of any WMDs in Ukraine. He said the nature of the response depended on the nature of the use. You can keep up with that story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A strong earthquake of magnitude 6.4 shook southeastern Taiwan on Saturday. There were no immediate reports of damage. The quake had a depth of 7.3 kilometers. Its epicenter was in Taitung County, a sparsely populated part of the island. This according to the Taiwan Weather Bureau. The quake could be felt across Taiwan, it said. Buildings shook briefly in the capital, Taipei. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived Saturday in Armenia, days after the Caucasus country's deadly border clashes with Azerbaijan jeopardized Western efforts to broker lasting peace between the arch foes. The worst clashes since Yerevan's 2020 war with Baku erupted on Tuesday, claiming the lives of 215 people before hostilities ended Thursday after international mediation. Pelosi said her visit is a powerful symbol of the United States' firm commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, and democratic Armenia and a stable and secure Caucasus region. She's the highest-ranking U.S. official to travel to Armenia since the tiny, impoverished nation's 1991 independence from the Soviet Union. Security forces in western Iran used tear gas to disperse protesters Saturday, who turned out to demonstrate against the death of a young woman who died after being detained by morality police. Mahsa Amini was among a group of women taken to a police station for disobeying Iran's law mandating that women wear the head covering known as hijab. The 22-year-old died Friday in a Tehran hospital. Officials said she fell ill while at the police station. They rejected allegations on social media that she might have been beaten. In the past few months, rights activists have urged women to publicly remove their veils, a gesture that would risk their arrest for defying the Islamic dress code as the country's hardline rulers crack down on what they call immoral behavior. Sarah Sanders has been released from the hospital after cancer surgery. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was released from an Arkansas hospital Saturday after undergoing surgery for thyroid cancer. Sanders spokesman Judd Deere said following successful surgery on Friday to remove her thyroid and surrounding lymph nodes and in consultation with her physician, Sarah was discharged from an Arkansas hospital cancer-free. Sanders had announced Friday that a biopsy earlier this month revealed she had thyroid cancer. The 40-year-old Sanders is a Republican candidate for governor in Arkansas. Deer told the Associated Press Saturday Sanders plans to resume campaigning soon. I'm Mike Gracia.
And the beer is flowing in Munich. The world-famous Oktoberfest is open for the first time since 2019. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.